It's time now for our fortnightly Connect Voices radio roundup, and I'm joined by RNIB's National Involvement Coordinator, Claire Oldworth. Now, we've got some exciting ones today, Claire, starting with BBC.
Yes, Barry, the BBC are looking for new contributors, which I think is a really exciting opportunity. So we've been contacted by Damon from the BBC. He's a news editor and he's their new disability lead. And his role is twofold. So he wants to increase the number of disability stories that we hear on air, but also to increase the number of disabled people that we just see and hear from on TV on a daily basis. So he's done some research on this, and the very clear message that he's hearing from disabled people is that they want to see more disabled people just there in the media, not necessarily talking about having a disability, but just being, you know, connected and seen on the same level as everyone else. So perhaps appearing, you know, as a worker, a partner, a parent, an artist, a business person, whatever it happens to be. So the BBC are looking for people with particular expertise and experiences that can help enrich their content. So yes, you might have sight loss, but you might also be interested in economics, sport, politics, architecture. You might be a farmer, you might be a teacher, a doctor, a childcare specialist, a retailer. They're looking for anyone who has special knowledge about a subject that might become newsworthy. Damon's very, very keen to link up with as many disabled experts as possible, and you might be called on to appear in news packages, on live TV, do an interview, or be quoted in an article. So really fantastic experience to get involved with, I think.
And how do they get involved?
Okay, so you basically need to go and sign up to a database, and you can find that at www.bbc.co.uk/5050/new voices, and 5050, that's the digits 5050, not the word. And it's important to note that you can't nominate someone to do this due to data protection reasons. Each form has to be submitted by the individual themselves, or at least with their direct involvement.
Next up we have e-scooters. Now these could be the next big thing.
So Campaigns team at RNIB are keeping a very close watch on this and how they might affect people with sight loss. And we want to hear from you. So you might be wondering, you know, if you haven't seen them, what is an e-scooter? Well, basically, they are two-wheeled scooters with electric motors. And their popularity has really grown over the last few years. And scooter sharing schemes now operate in more than 100 cities around the world. So that would include San Francisco, Paris, and Copenhagen. It's very similar if you have seen the city centre bike hire scheme. E-scooters often using a smartphone app. It's probably something that's going to become more popular, Barry, as people are more reticent to maybe use the public transport options in light of the coronavirus pandemic. But for people with sight loss, there's definitely a safety concern here because these scooters are silent. They're speedy. I think it's between maybe 12 and 15 miles an hour they can get up to. And while you're not supposed to ride them on the pavement, it's not entirely clear how this rule would actually be enforced. So definitely, you know, an issue that might concern people who have sight loss who are pedestrians.
So what's happening here in the UK?
So e-scooter rental trials are beginning in various pilot areas across the UK. We don't actually have the full list, but the places where they're being rolled out include Newcastle, Teesside, York, Leeds, Liverpool, Rochdale, Salford, Cambridge, Peterborough, Birmingham, Norwich, Bath, Bristol, Milton Keynes, Oxford, Buckinghamshire, and maybe some of the London boroughs as well. So quite extensive.
So what does RNIB want to do about it?
Well, while these trials are going, like to gather information about your e-scooter encounters, be they positive or negative, and we will use that information that you give us to feed back to politicians, decision makers, the e-scooter manufacturers, and other people with sight loss, just so we can make sure they understand the effect that this new scheme is going to have. And you can share your experiences with us simply by searching for RNIB e-scooter trial. That's probably the easiest way. Or you can phone 0207 391 2123. That's the number for our campaigns team.
Fantastic. So how can we find out about the latest involvement opportunities?
As ever, we would love to see you over on our online Connect Voices group. It's where we share all the latest involvement opportunities, both from RNIB and external organisations like the BBC one that we mentioned today. So if you're already on Facebook, just log in and search for RNIB Connect Voices and just click join. Or you can email involvement@rnib.org.uk for more information. And of course, we do our radio roundup twice a month. So that's the first and third Wednesday of the month. And Charlotte will be here in a couple of weeks with the next one. And you can get the clip of that on Audioboom just by searching for RNIB Connect Voices. And finally, if you want just an audio option at any time, you can ring our telephone information line for an involvement roundup. And that's 0203 432 1488.
Claire, it's been brilliant talking to you as always. Claire Oldworth, RNIB's National Involvement Coordinator. Thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Barry. Speak to you next time.